Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Jack Vanek, Kelty Knight, and Becca Tobin. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thanks for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you every single week for free.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the lady gang. I am Becca Tobin, actress and blogger. Across from me is Kelty Knight.
Hi.
Entertainment journalist, you got to stop that one.
Yeah, no, you got to stop with the voices. It's weird.
To my right, Jack Vanek, clothing designer.
Hi.
Jack Vanek Clothing. We're very excited to be here this week. Question of the day is, what...
Do you think of these on the spot or do you have...
No, I think of them in the car, but because I'm elderly, by the time I get in here...
You've forgotten them.
It's gone.
You can run down.
This was my one from today because something made me think of it. What is your least favorite chore around the house? Like is it dishes? Is it taking out the trash? Like, what is it?
I have a cleaning lady.
I do too.
Yeah, but you still have to do things in between her coming.
Yeah, putting away the laundry.
Oh, like, I was going to say that. Oh, hanging up clothes. I don't mind folding clothes. I hate hanging them up.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's like I don't mind blow drying my hair, but I hate curling it. It's just, I don't know.
Oh, see, I hate blow drying my hair, and I don't mind curling it.
Really?
Interesting, yeah.
We're opposites for once.
It's true. My least favorite chore around the house is vacuuming. Like,
I don't mind vacuuming.
We rarely do it ourselves, but when it needs to be done, like if Orly like brings in like whatever, it's the worst. The worst.
Yeah, I guess with the dog, it is worse.
It sucks.
Blech.
All right, and now it's time for...
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
Yep. Okay, so we have started asking you guys about your good weeks and your bad weeks on our secret Facebook group. And we've chosen winners from both good week and bad week. This week's good week winner is Becky. And her good week...
Oh, my God.
Becky.
Look at her butt.
Her good week is that she spent 3 days drinking and eating with my family over the weekend, and when I came home and weighed myself, I hadn't gained any weight.
Oh, my God. That is a good week.
That's a great week.
It's coming for you, though.
Yeah,
they say it takes, like, two days or something.
Ugh.
So, like, get
just
your...
Stop weighing yourself now.
Yeah. Just don't do it again.
Yeah.
Okay, and Eliza has won the bad week contest. Here it is. I rushed my boyfriend and the kids out the door the other morning. About 30 minutes later, some random preteen comes knocking at my door in pajama pants.
Important detail.
Preteens.
I have not heard anyone referred to as a preteen in a long time.
13.
I watched him from our living room window, wondering what the heck he wanted. He walked over to our driveway and looked at our backyard. I was totally freaked out. Turns out, in my rush to get the kids and boyfriend out the door, I forgot the dogs in the backyard with the gate slightly ajar. They were loose in the neighborhood. Worst nightmare. I feel you, Eliza. I really pride myself on always knowing where my dog is, like, at every moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a child. And we took her over to a friend's house that had a totally gated backyard. Next thing I know, someone's calling my cell phone that my dog is running down the streets of Los Angeles.
That is terrifying.
They got out the gate. So there you go. And our good week, bad weeks, who wants to start?
I'll start. I think this is very applicable. That's the right word, right?
You struggled with that. Applicable?
Applicable for this week. Okay, so...
Applicable?
Applicable.
Applicable. Yes.
Whatever. It's tomato, tomato.
Language.
Whatever.
Languages.
I know how to spell it. I don't know how to say it.
Yes. Okay.
So smart.
So I feel like everybody deals with breakups differently.
Yeah,
and I have somehow dealt with my breakup like a guy... Which means I
having
have been,
sex everywhere.
No.
With everyone. That's how guys do it.
Well, I've been going out all the time and drinking literally all the wine in the entire world and just like socializing. And I never went out at night, whatever. So I've been on a bender for a few months.
Yeah.
So I finally decided that like it might be time to start taking care of myself.
Yeah.
Like maybe.
It's time for your wellness.
It's time for my wellness. Yeah. It's now into phase two of the breakup. I started Sweat with Kayla.
We're friends.
I know. Well, I'm only on day two, but my body is so freaking sore.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I feel like a corpse. Like, I can't move at all.
She needs to sponsor us.
Oh, my God. That'd be amazing.
We've gotten her a lot of shout outs.
We have.
Can't wait to see your bikini body.
I know. We'll see how long I can do it for.
Are you doing it in your house, like in your living room?
Yeah.
Cute.
I've only done the legs and then the arms, arms and abs.
Yes,
but I
did legs today.
Barely finish it because I have no muscle.
I hated doing it in my house.
Did you? Where did you do it in the gym?
No, I'm saying I only could do it at my house, so I hated it.
Oh,
if I like Kelty like gets to go to a gym with her workout buddy every
day. It would
day.
Be yeah,
that's nicer.
It would be a lot nicer,
much nicer.
At home workouts sucks.
I don't love it, but you know whatever. Okay, my bad week. So somebody posted this in the Lady Gang Facebook group. There is a swimsuit that is
oh my god.
Like a picture of like a hairy man's chest on you.
It's so, so gross.
And like people are buying it.
That's no. disgusting.
There's so many videos of these women. It's basically the a picture of like a fat,
no.
disgusting no. hairy guy's chest, like sublimated onto a bathing suit.
No.
It's the nastiest thing I've ever seen, especially the videos because it looks real. And I can't believe anybody has bought one. That's my bad week.
So gross.
It's disgusting.
Okay.
Looks like Bex? It smells.
Okay. So. My good week is I started watching Handmaid's Tale.
Is it good? That's my next one I have to start watching.
It's amazing. It's mind-blowing. It sort of creeps me out because it's like kind of like...
Could happen.
Could happen like it's a stretch, but like potentially...
In our dystopian world.
Something similar. You know what I mean? It's just, it's so good. It's so good. And I feel like there's a lot of, like, really shitty TV out there. And this is great. And it's on Hulu, and everybody should watch it. And this is not an ad.
nobody paid us. Nobody Kayla paid and us. Hulu, please pay us.
Please pay us.
We're just trying to create our own ads.
We should just bleep out the names of these things.
It's on, like, if you want to find out, pay us.
Yeah. $20.
Unlock this next thing.
Oh, wait. That's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
Okay, so my bad week is that I've just been dead tired for, like, a week. And I don't know why.
Is it your hormones?
It's probably my hormones, but it's like I feel like every year, as soon as it starts to become like officially summer, I get dehydrated and I get like these weird like fainting spells. I don't know what it is, but it's like not that much hotter outside. But like
it's not even hotter at all.
There have been hotter days I just get like automatically fatigued. It's annoying. It's
imagine
upsetting.
If you lived in somewhere that it actually
the
got
summer
hot.
Fatigue.
I couldn't.
Arizona.
Well, I've been hospitalized for dehydration before because...
Are you drinking
water? Are you sure it wasn't drugs?
I drink a lot. It wasn't drugs. Exhaustion, like all the celebrities.
Yeah.
I saw an article about Selena Gomez and like...
And her exhaustion.
And being like all these celebrities who like are so exhausted and they have to go to like facilities for it. And I'm like, that's not exhaustion.
Imagine having like a real job.
Can
and
we
real
clear
stresses.
That? Exactly. That's what I want to know.
Those
okay.
are the exhausted
if someone
people.
Was willing to give me $1 million to go sing and dance on stage, lip sing and dance, sing and dance on stage, like, I'm sorry. There's no complaining. No crying in that.
Baseball.
Yeah.
Okay, Kelty.
All right, I'll complain. Bad week. I'm on the airplane, and I want to let everyone know I was flying JetBlue Mint, which is like the crappiest business class
you can get. I like JetBlue Mint.
Okay. Let's just be, it's like the budget business class, okay? It's not a first class, it's a business class, and it's budget. Okay. So, this is what I
sometimes,
hear coming
yeah.
from the phone in front of me as we land. Yo, man. No, you were supposed to be there an hour and a half. I wrote it down. I transcribed it. You were supposed to be there half an hour ago for a 30-minute massage, and now we're waiting an hour and a half for this massage. If you can be there in 10 minutes, it's fine. Just so you know, I own the biggest social media company in the world, so you're really screwing yourself. And then he goes, I'm going to send 15 thugs down to the W right now. And when that bitch gets done giving my girl her massage, I'm going to beat the shit out of her.
Whoa.
Wait, so this guy was like, he was on the plane.
Yelling at someone. Obviously, the masseuse did not show up. And then here's the kicker. He ends it with, man, I miss my G4 so fucking much, man.
Oh, my God.
First of all, if you own the biggest anything in the world, you're not flying on JetBlue Mint. I'm going to let everyone know that. Like, I own nothing, and I'm flying on JetBlue Mint, and that's why.
He's like the Bow Wow Challenge. Did you ever see that?
Yeah.
It's when Bow Wow took an Instagram of him, like, flying, like, on a private jet, and then, like, 10 minutes later, somebody saw him in coach, like, on an airline. They're like, okay, Bow Wow.
It was amazing.
That's amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
The next thing I'm going to say is my good week is that I found out about a really nice exercise for you to do with your friends. happens at brunch. Oh,
at brunch?
It's called the compliment circle.
Nope.
Where you start.
That's a no for both of
it's
us.
It's where you start, like, your sit down,
that's
your
no
visit,
me, like
by giving everyone a compliment.
No,
and so I know you guys.
It sounds like the Real Housewives.
No, it sounds like something you do at Cafe Gratitude.
Yeah. So I'm going to start.
No, I'm not.
Heather, I really like you as a producer, and I really think you're great. Thank you for always hanging up our background for the photos.
This is like a team building exercise.
Jack. Yeah. I really think your aesthetic on Instagram is impressive, and I'm constantly inspired by your work ethic. Don't you feel good?
No.
Becca?
Yeah, I'm scared.
I'm so happy that I love your house, and I love your husband, and I really appreciate your attention to detail on the finer things in life. Through you, I've learned to really love jewelry and not to buy crap and not to fill my life with crap. You've really taken me to a luxe level.
Quality and not quantity.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, that's the end of the compliment circle.
Preach.
Okay, we're done with that. You're not getting
we don't have to do it, do we?
You don't. You can, but you don't have to.
Okay, well.
Next time on the Lady Game.
I'm going to pass.
We're going to get our hormones right. You guys, stay tuned. Lady Gang Your Life, hormone expert, is going to tell us why we're crazy.
Okay, what's going on? Now, here's the Lady Gang.
All right, everyone. Our Lady Gang Your Life series. Today, we have a hormone health expert and founder of YourHormoneBalance.com with over 30 years of experience in this field. She is here to Lady Gang us all and figure out what is really going on with all of our crazy hormones. Some of the things we've experienced in our lives, not just saying me, but all of us, lack of sex drive, crazy birth control, eating your hormones all away, and much more. So please welcome to the Lady Gang, Lady Guru Candace Birch.
Yay!
Candace, we're so excited.
Thank you.
Why are we crazy?
Why are we crazy? Holy hormones. Yeah.
First of all, one of the funniest questions when I posted that you were coming on in our Facebook group was, how do you even become a hormone expert?
Well, okay, I'll try to make a long story short. I have a master's degree in health education. And when I went into menopause, I was a crazy lady scaring my children. They're sitting over there. I just remember the day when I was having hot flashes every 20 minutes and a mood swing in between. Mm. And I remember screaming at Ryan. She was about 3 years old. Or was she five? I was a late mom. I had my kids at 36 and 41. So when Jessie became a teenager, in fact, the day she got her period, I turned 50.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So we had menopause and teens and tweens. And I just realized one day I'm scaring my children. Ryan looked at me like, ooh. So I decided I need to get a handle on this. And I started reading up on hormones, because being a health educator, I'd always been into natural, nothing artificial, nothing synthetic. Mm-hmm. I knew I wasn't going to do HRT. Mm-hmm. So I started reading up about it, and I realized and learned that there was such a thing as hormone imbalance. It's not just about menopause or premenopause, or at any age, you can have a hormonal imbalance that can make you crazy, lady. So I studied up, and I approached one of the gurus in the field of hormones, a scientist named Dr. David Zava, who had started a hormone testing lab in Portland, Oregon, which is where I was living. And I called him up, and I said, can I just sit at your knee and learn from you? And he said, yeah, come on in. And
wow.
I had a job as the director of education at this lab for the next 12, 15 years. That's all I did, is look at hormone test results and talk to people. And there's a lot of other stuff in between, but that's how it happened.
So how do you know the difference between you're just crazy and your hormones are crazy?
You know, I'm not really convinced that anybody that's really losing it, you know, that's anxious or feeling out of sorts all the time is actually... That's who they are. As I often say, people mm-hmm. become their symptoms.
Yeah.
You know, you're bitchy, you're itchy, you're tired all the time, you're psycho, sweaty, all those things, the seven dwarves of menopause. What is it? Itchy, bitchy, psycho, sweaty, sleepy.
You know, it's people, like me.
I know. People, but you know how people say, well, I'm this or I'm that. And
yeah.
I have always had belly fat. Or my family is always, we're all overweight, or none of us ever sleep, or my mother has thyroid issues. And so that must be me. I can't lose weight. I'm just moody
right.
all the time. And that is not, I don't subscribe to that notion. I think that if you're feeling that way, it's not okay to say, that's just who I am. Because who are you driving crazy? The people in your life that you love the most, you know?
Right.
Who are we most impatient with?
Right.
Yeah.
That's true. How do we get our hormones checked? Like, I've never been to a doctor ever that's like, let me test your hormones.
Well, you know, I have to, this is interesting because it's an easy test. And the standard test is usually woman goes into doctor, she's having hot flashes, she's gaining weight, she's over 50, and he, she gives her a blood test. Mm-hmm. And they usually will test something called FSH, which is follicle stimulating hormone. Mm-hmm. That is a signal from the pituitary in the brain to the ovaries that says make hormone. And if that signal falls on deaf ears, the level of that number, that FSH, will be high. And yet that tells you nothing about the individual hormone levels, progesterone, estrogen, mm-hmm. testosterone, mm-hmm. DHEA, your cortisol stress hormones. What are they doing?
Yeah.
Are they up? Are they down? And to what extent are they up? And to what extent are they down? So the standard blood test, though it's very common and is old school to do that, doesn't tell women anything, which is why women are always saying, but, well, you know, the biggest question I get is, why didn't my doctor mention that there's a saliva test that has now become very common and known? You get the kit, collect your hormones over the course of one day. If you're younger, you're going to collect during particular days of your cycle.
Okay.
Because you want to capture hormones when they're surging. But it's a simple test. You test four times in one day because we also like to test cortisol stress hormones. And you need to know what your morning, noon, evening, bedtime levels are. So you can't do that in a blood test. You can't stick yourself with a needle and expect to see what your stress hormones are because they're going to go out of the box. Right. So saliva being non-invasive. The other thing to say about saliva is that it is measuring hormones that have left the bloodstream, because there's always that 2 to 4% that's leaving the bloodstream that's becoming active in the tissues of the body.
Always.
Yes.
We're all like, we had no idea about that. No. I did not know that
at all. Every cell has like a receptor site. They call them the receptor sites for hormones. So think of the hormone as a key and the receptor site on a cell as the lock. Mm. Hormone goes, unlocks the cell, goes in, starts flipping master switches to control everything, our emotions, our moods, our memory, our sex drive, our weight, all of it. So women are pretty much, with a hidden hormone imbalance, they are pretty much hardwired to be overeating or to have low levels of, you know, interest in attractive partner.
So would you go to your gyno to get that test, or would you just go to like a regular doctor? Who's the person?
Well, I would recommend the IFM, Institute of Functional Medicine, is where all the doctors live and are who study this stuff. Functional medicine is all about what's the cause of this, and not just the symptoms. And functional medicine doctors are doing this more and more. People like me, I provide counseling and testing. I provide, what I like to do is provide the kit and a consult, because I don't want you getting a test result back and not understanding what it means.
Oh, cool.
So
that's awesome.
Better to work with someone like, I'm a hormone health educator. There are doctors, but I have to say OBGYNs are like hen's teeth for, there are very few of them that are onto this yet.
Right.
Hopefully they're, you know, we're trying to educate them. That's my role.
Yeah.
Trying to make a change.
So people are saying, a lot of girls that wrote into us are saying, you know, their PMS is so strong, it ruins their life. Is this a hormone thing?
Of the pass me the shotgun type.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like the, that's it's the just like, listen, there's so there's bad moods, and then there's the kind of PMS that you want to like leave your husband and quit your job.
Actually, I was just talking to a gal the other day who said, I love my boyfriend. I'm madly in love with him, but some days I just want to claw his eyes out, and poor him. He doesn't know why. But interestingly, PMS has about 150 different symptoms. And one of the first, and they're all these things we're talking about, but there's a long, long list. But one of the very first experts in the field started by in the hormone balance, let's balance your hormones, there's such a thing as an imbalance, was a gal named Katarina Dalton out of the UK, who studied PMS because it so ruins people's lives. It's so severe. And she found that there were some very significant hormonal imbalances in most women that had PMS, especially severe PMS. You're talking about high estrogen levels relative to low progesterone levels. So that's one very, very prominent hormone imbalance that we can, that's hidden. It's silent. You're not going to know. You're going to think I'm just, you know, I'm PMSing all over the place and have no control. But when you get your hormones tested and you see these levels, you know, it's like it's a revelation.
So what's the fix then? You know, if you get tested and you're all over the map, do you take a synthetic? Do you eat different?
No.
Like, what is... Okay.
No, you do not.
Okay. Well, tell us. Tell us what to do.
So this. So you remember HRT?
Yeah.
Hormone replacement therapy.
Is that what Suzanne Summers does, I think?
No. Oh. No. Actually, Suzanne gets credit for putting bioidenticals on the map.
Bioidenticals.
Are you doing that?
No.
Someone I know is doing that right now. Anyway, okay.
So bioidentical means hormones that are made from plants, and they are made to be identical in structure and function to the hormones our own bodies make.
Got it.
These are far more preferable than the good old HRT synthetic big pharma stuff, where it's the same molecule, the same dose, everybody got the same thing, no matter you, me, all of us, the woman down the street, we all got the same dose. That doesn't work anymore. One size fits all is not where it's at. You have to be tested. You have to determine the extent. You know, first you start with symptoms. Then, you know, we're trying to raise awareness on this podcast today about symptoms of what we're talking about are symptoms. These are not things you have to accept and you know, transform yourself into this person. These are things that are actually hallmark signs of an imbalance that you can test for, find out the extent to which you're out of balance, and then take action. And the action is holistic. It may involve hormones, but it's going to involve bioidentical hormones. If it's a woman who's had a hysterectomy, she's going to need a full complement because she's had her ovaries and her uterus removed. Mm-hmm. If it's somebody like you gals who are in your 30s, you may need a touch of progesterone, a natural over-the-counter hormone. You use a speck of it at night, and it helps you sleep, and it helps you lose weight, and it balances estrogen.
That sounds good.
Amazing.
I just want to break
the earth.
Can we put our IV in? I do want to give a shout out to one of our lady gang members. You've already answered this, but I love the question so much. All in caps. How do I control my PMS roller coaster of sadness? I'm only 17 and I'm out of control with 3 L's. Let's talk about natural ways to produce serotonin for depression. I know that when the hormones are off, the serotonin can be off. Is that true? How do we not be sad?
Well, I mean,
this is a question for you, Kelty.
Yes,
she wrote this.
You know, written by our lady gang member, me.
Sad.
Actually, 5-HTP is the precursor of serotonin. So, 5-HTP is an amino acid. First, it breaks down into serotonin, and then it goes to melatonin. So, usually, you'll get a burst of serotonin, and then you can, you know, as nighttime comes on and darkness creeps up, the melatonin will kick in and it'll help you sleep. So the whole thing is about calming, et cetera. But serotonin depletion is also tied to hormonal imbalances of estrogen and progesterone. So, you know, it's kind of like, let's go back. People who, for instance, say, I never had a weight problem. Suddenly I have all this belly fat. I'm gaining weight. I can't, it's got to be a thyroid issue. So they go to the doctor and they get a thyroid prescription without ever having tested the fundamental levels of these hormones I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And not only testing the levels, but testing, is there an imbalance between these levels? And so that's what you want to do first. You want to know before you start worrying about taking 5-HTP to make serotonin, you want to get to the fundamental
root. All right. So our listeners range from, you know, 15-year-olds to 65-year-olds, but the core of our group, we need birth control. So we need to be doing something. And so the options out there for us are
shitty
foam. Just kidding. Or birth control pills, or UTIs. And so
IUDs.
I don't have one. IUDs. You're right. Okay. Sorry.
I do.
Sorry. And so people, you know, really just want. One of the girls wrote in, you know, are the hormones in my IUD making me crazy? I've been so emotional since I got on it 5 years ago. My gyno says the hormone level is low, but I still feel crazy. I know earlier in the year, Jack was talking about she went on a birth control pill. She like lost her mind. She went off it. What do we do? What is the secret to, you know, being safe, not having a child and using birth control, but not messing with our bodies too much?
This is a vexed question.
It's impossible, right?
It is impossible.
I have my two daughters sitting here. Okay, so first of all, if you are sexually active and you need to be on contraception, that's one thing. There are women out there in their 40s and 50s who are not sexually active who are using contraception because once they were put on it for irregular periods or acne. There are plenty of younger women using it for that reason. So first of all, that's a no-go because, yes, birth control, how does it work? It works by disrupting ovulation. You disrupt your ovulation, shut down your ovaries, and you're not making any hormone. So that is a real problem. And then you're going to have all the symptoms of a menopausal woman. You're going to be low in estrogen and progesterone. You're going to have an imbalance of those. You may be low in testosterone. We don't know to what extent. Testing is the only way we can tell that. Your stress hormones may take over and overwhelm the whole shot. I always talk about these hormones are like, you know, remember synchronized swimmers? So if one swam off in another direction, another dove to the bottom of the pool, and another one splashing all around, what's going on? We're out of sync. We're out of balance. So that's how birth control works. The key is to find a birth control method that is as low in hormone as possible. I prefer I often suggest, first of all, talk to your doctor, find out what is the lowest possible dose of hormone, and that's the only way to go. And then there's also the best, I think, is to get an IUD, if you can tolerate it, the copper Paragard, which is non-hormonal.
Yeah.
And some women are fine with it, and that's really going to be the best thing, because the copper is making the uterus uninhabitable for a pregnancy, but it's not messing with your hormones.
But is it horrible? Like, it's painful, right?
Well, it's made my periods, like, atrocious. I have the worst cramps in the entire world. And for, like, the past 2 months, I've been, like, bleeding.
Ugh. Okay, so what's
sucks
interesting?
I like my IUD, and it's the localized.
Do you have the Skyla?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the lowest amount of hormones in an IUD, other than the copper.
I stopped getting my I stopped bleeding every month, which I, like, feel weird about.
Mm-hmm. I feel weird about that. I would
Is
feel
that
weird about that.
A good, like,
Is
as far
bad?
As, yeah. I'm like,
well, I mean, you know, people can have a period and not have ovulated anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we often have periods and don't ovulate depending on the amount of stress in our lives. Younger women often don't ovulate, especially people who are into an extreme exercise, who are like spin cycling all the time.
Yeah. Right.
Vegans who don't get enough protein, people who don't sleep enough, they may not ovulate anyway. And the IUD can be a problem for some people. But like what you're talking about, heavy periods, what you can do is use a little bit of progesterone, natural progesterone.
So that help with the period?
Yeah.
Oh.
To help, because progesterone's job is to balance estrogen. You know, estrogen is that hormone in the first half of the cycle that is making everything, it makes cells multiply, grow, and divide. So it's growing the egg and the ovary, and it's thickening the lining of the uterus, the blood-rich lining. Then when you ovulate, progesterone is produced. That's an issue. If you don't ovulate, you don't make any progesterone, and there's no check and balance on that estrogen level. So you keep building, building.
Your bloody layer is too big.
Right.
Too big.
So way too big.
I'm like, I don't know how I'm still alive with blood so much.
Everything to do with these problems, heavy periods, painful periods, endometriosis, fibroids, uterine fibroids, fibrocystic breasts, all that lumpy, heavy, bloody clots, all of it is estrogen, estrogen, estrogen. And down the road, we're talking breast cancer. It's all about growth. So progesterone is the hormone that checks that. Progesterone is the great balancer. It calms everything down. When we ovulate, it says, you've done enough thickening. We don't need you anymore. We're going to now make the nest ready for a possible pregnancy. We're going to feather the nest and differentiate the tissue here, calm everything down. And then if there isn't an impregnation, then progesterone drops, and that's the shedding, the signal to shed the lining. And so without progesterone on board, this estrogen just keeps thickening, 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 and you can have the heavy, painful periods. So that is an advantage of being on a non-hormonal IUD. You can use a little progesterone. You can also, and I worked with many, many experts over the years, some of the experts in the field, because I've been in this for 15 years and this is the revolution. And many of the experts and doctors don't think it's a problem to use a little bit of natural progesterone along with birth control. It's not going to cause you to become pregnant, but it's going to alleviate many of the side effects of the birth control pill.
And when you say, is that a prescription we get? Is that something we can get at the Whole Foods? I mean, where are we picking up the progesterone for Jack's uterus?
I know. Where am I going after this?
Yeah. The progesterone down is there's, you know, Dr. John Lee was the guru of progesterone. He's the one that studied with Katarina Dalton over in the UK. His institute has a progesterol, which is one of the highest grade natural. I actually can provide that to people.
At your site?
At my site. Okay. I don't have it up there now, but I can once we talk,
yeah.
If you need it.
We're talking after this.
This is the bioidentical thing, by the way, is not just about hormones. It's about when you use the hormone, you're using it in only the amount. We're talking Goldilocks dose. Not too much, not too little, just right. We are mimicking biology. We're mimicking physiology. And we're using plant-based stuff. But progesterone can also be bought at any health food store. It's over the counter. It's so benign. And if you use it a little bit at night, like I'm talking a pea-sized bit that you rub into different parts of the body, and when you still have your cycles, you rub it in on certain days. So you have to, because we're trying to mimic physiology. So you're using progesterone on days 12 to 24 of the cycle when you would have made it normally. So let's say gals your age, you should be making the right amount, but the abundance of stress in our lives, not eating at the right hours and days. I mean, my daughter Jess is a health coach. She deals with a lot of gals who don't eat. They don't have time to eat. And they don't realize that's what's causing the belly fat. The body's holding on to this fat. It's stress fat. The body's saying, my God, we're having a crisis here. We're not eating. It's famine time. So we're going to hang on to whatever we've got. So people aren't eating right. There's all these different issues. And, you know, this is where you can calm it all down.
Wow. Are the hormones in like a cream form? They're not pills that you're taking?
Progesterone is always best in a cream form because it is what they call lipophilic. You rub it into the skin, it goes into the fat cells where it then steady state releases. So it's kind of nice. It takes up residence in the fat cells and it gives you this nice steady dose, which is also mimicking physiology. You know, when you take something in a pill, it has to go through what they call the first pass effect. So it has to go through the gut, it has to go through the liver. By the time you get what you need, you're down to, you know, you've had to take a wallop just to hopefully get enough.
Wow.
Right. So, and some things are, you know, with some people, progesterone can be definitely prescribed, especially women who've had a hysterectomy, let's say, or in menopause. They may need a combination prescription of estradiol, which is the natural form, with a little estriol, which is a weaker estrogen, with some progesterone, and maybe even a little testosterone, all in a cream. But when you're younger, you may just need a tiny amount of a cream. It's all about absorption.
Okay.
Will that help with, so I'm somebody who my PMS symptoms, like physical symptoms, are so extreme. Like my boobs hurt for 2 straight weeks.
Classic sign of estrogen dominance.
So I need to be doing, because someone gave me a pill called Estro Clear, and that worked wonders because it was like I obviously had like an overload of estrogen, and that was causing like the bloating and the boobs and the soreness and whatever. But instead of that, because I was weirded out by that, because I'm probably going to try to have babies in the next, you know, couple years. And I didn't want to be messing with my estrogen like that because I just didn't know, you know, long-term effects. So you're saying it's more helpful to do progesterone to balance it?
Let me be clear. I don't like to suggest you do any kind of hormone, natural or not, without testing.
Okay.
Right. So you have to
establish
right
that because testing is, this is what, I mean, put me on the soapbox, but this is what I find such a scandal over the last 45 years. Women have been on HRT. They were never tested. This one level I was telling you about, FSH, nobody tested all their individual levels and then put them on a hormone, same dose, for the next 30 years and waved them goodbye.
Yeah.
Now we're moving into a place where, yes, you're telling me about a hallmark symptom. Tender breasts, so tender, if someone hugs you too hard, hurts, right?
Worst.
Yeah, so a fear of hugging. That's a sign.
Symptom.
That's a sign of hormone imbalance.
Explains so much about Becca and me's hugs.
I hate people.
It's all the hormones.
Some of the girls wanted to know about PCOS, which is polycystic ovarian
syndrome. Okay.
They said traditional medicine has just been put you on the pill. What happens if you want to get pregnant? You know, what are your thoughts on that? And by the way, I'm finding this fascinating. So thank you for being here.
Well, I'm happy to be here. It's about sharing this information. People that have PCOS generally have symptoms of excess androgens. Androgen hormones, andro means male. So men and women all have the same hormones. We just have them in differing amounts.
Okay.
So DHEA and testosterone are androgens because men have heavier muscles, heavier bones, hairier bodies, deeper voice, all that stuff.
We hope.
Okay. Yeah, we hope.
Not all the time.
But some women, if what happens is that they have an imbalance yeah. of estrogen and progesterone, and they are making more testosterone than the other hormones we're talking about. And by the way, how do we know this? We got a test to find out. But the symptoms are going to be excess facial hair, maybe excess body hair, lots of breakouts, acne, cystic acne. It long term down the road is infertility. But in the meantime, irregular periods, painful periods, because what's happening in the ovaries is that the egg isn't, that nice little egg isn't growing. What it's doing is branching off into all these cysts within the ovary that are making more testosterone. Mm. Mm. So this kind of thing is not necessarily caused by use of the pill, but it can, and they put people on the pill to try to handle it, but it doesn't really handle the situation. It just exacerbates all the other stuff, the estrogen dominance, the lack of progesterone. It's not going to fix the problem. And another issue about PCOS that everybody needs to be aware of is that most gals that have PCOS, unless it was genetic, which is the rarer case, it's generally caused by an excess of sweets, pastries, you know, the whites, white flour.
Everything delicious is what you're saying?
No. All the stuff that turns into high sugar, high insulin, because this is interesting. When, you know, insulin raises in the body when you're eating a lot of sugar, right? You need insulin to take that sugar and do something with it. Well, if the cells are maxed out and they can't take anymore, sorry, we got plenty of sugar and you're not exercising, door is shut, put it somewhere else. The body will do two things. It'll store it in the fat cells in the abdomen, and the insulin will also cause the ovaries to overproduce testosterone. Wow. So you are actually churning out. If you're insulin resistant and sugar is not being funneled properly and insulin stays high, ovaries will actually churn out more of this testosterone.
Wow.
So it just gets worse and worse. So one of the big things, so that's not talking hormones. That's talking about let's find out what imbalance you have and let's change the way you're eating.
Right.
Numero uno.
Which sounds no fun at all.
The sweets are so good.
People do want to talk about weight loss and hormones. Mm-hmm. So, you know, obviously when you're going through menopause, women, you know, they see this like giant weight gain during this. But let's talk about like for us, if we're, you know, our listeners are like, I'm doing everything right. I'm eating right. I'm exercising. And it's still not happening for me. What could be the problem?
It's probably your hormones. And in fact, I've just put together a new package that is a weight management kit and consult because there are key hormones that are very, very linked to weight gain. In fact, if you have estrogen dominance and if your testosterone is out of whack and your DHEA is low and your cortisol hormones are high or not following the normal pattern, which should be highest in the morning, and take a high night cortisol. High stress hormones at night, you are going to be hardwired to be overeating and to be hungry all the time. You are going to be putting fat on in the abdomen. If your estrogen is high, you're going to be putting weight on in the hips, the waist, the even the breasts. You've heard of male. The moob.
Wait, did you know about moobs?
No, but we need
I've
it
heard
in our
it
dictionary.
Once.
Oh,
it's
moobs
good.
Is
that's,
amazing.
That's estrogen dominance in overweight men.
Wow.
Putting, you know, so there's a huge connection. In fact, my daughters and I both, we worked in a national weight management centers for several years working with women that were trying to lose weight, and we had them all test their hormones. And every single one of them had major hormonal imbalances, and once they got a handle on it, they were able to lose the weight. The key here is, yeah, you can lose weight, but you're going to gain it back.
Right.
It's going to come back, and you're going to wonder, why the heck am I gaining weight? I just was doing everything right. I'm, like you said, I'm eating right. I'm exercising.
Wow.
That can be the issue.
Okay, last topic we really want to cover. We have a lot of mommies in our group, and there was a couple different things about the hormonal links to postpartum, what you can do to like sort of help yourself after giving birth to kind of get those hormones back up, or what actually happens. And then people after they finish breastfeeding are like feeling that drop out too and being really emotional. So they just kind of wanted to know, can you walk us through like you're pregnant, first hormones, then like you've just given birth and then you're breastfeeding, like walk us through what we need to look out for.
So when you're pregnant,
that was the worst question of all time.
No,
sorry. I read like six questions at one time.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
It's all inclusive.
So pregnancy and hormones.
So pregnancy and hormones. So interestingly, there is a 39.8% frequency of miscarriage among women that are low in progesterone.
Oh.
So this is a major reason for miscarriage, and it's sad that more people don't know about it. But progesterone is also absolutely necessary for maintaining a pregnancy in utero. So lack of progesterone, number one. When you're pregnant successfully, you know, when you're trying to get pregnant, they will give you natural progesterone at fertility clinics to help you get pregnant. Mm-hmm. When you're trying to get your periods back after years of being on birth control, you have to load with progesterone to get your cycles back on. When you're pregnant successfully, you are that baby is swimming in a sea of estrogens and progesterone. So you are full, you are that, you know, in those last few months when women are just radiant and feeling great, that's all about, you know, you're just hormones, it's all about hormones. You don't ever run into a pregnant woman that gets breast cancer generally, because our hormones are balanced and it's a lovely suffusion of
hormones.
It's
a lovely time with swollen ankles.
It's a lovely time of balance. But when you give birth, you then lose all that hormone. The progesterone, the placenta is loaded with progesterone. So when you give birth and you lose the placenta, you are now devoid. You are bereft of all those lovely hormones that you had. And now the contrast can be pretty serious postpartum depression. And that's another thing that I'm glad you raised that question, because it's, you know, between miscarriage and postpartum depression, women not knowing that how important to have the balance of hormones right at this point in time is huge. I remember, do you remember that woman, Andrea Brady, I think her name was, she drowned her five children in a bathtub?
Yeah.
And I remember when that happened, I remember my mentor, this Dr. Zava, walking out of his office and saying, if that woman had been on progesterone, this wouldn't have happened.
Wow. Oh my God.
That's about, and he's done research and studies and was, you know, I mean, it was just tragic. So, putting a bit of the hormone back on board, and progesterone's the first one. I hate to make it sound like it's a panacea. And again, testing can be good, but although testing right after your pregnancy isn't going to be spot on because your hormones are still readjusting. But in a few months, when you've got your cycles back to some degree, is a good time to test. And I don't think using hormone while breastfeeding is a good idea. It's not really recommended. But you can use a bit of it. I think you can use less. That's a good question. I actually need to look into exactly how much you can use.
Okay. And what about the people who say, you know, they're feeling the hormonal changes while they're pregnant? Like you were saying on the last few months, like everything's balanced and you feel great. What if you're not feeling great? What if you're really emotional and moody and, oh, she's pregnant?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean before you know if you're pregnant?
No, this one of our listeners
said... Oh, she's just pregnant, yeah.
Can we talk about the crazy hormonal changes that happen during pregnancy? I'm pregnant right now, and I feel like a different person.
Well, she probably does need some progesterone because she probably doesn't have enough. I mean, that woman may be at risk of miscarriage even if she's feeling all those signs and symptoms of hormonal imbalance. Yeah, that could be an issue.
All right, so...
Or exposure to, this is another topic, exposure to xenoestrogens, the kind of toxic estrogens in the environment.
Oh. In our milks.
In the milk. There are 11 different kinds of synthetic estrogen in milk. Think about the meat and the chicken that are shot up with growth hormone. And that's all estrogen. If people aren't aware of taking that out of their eating habits, that's a big exposure.
Goody. Oh,
do you have anything? Any last questions?
No. I don't think so.
No, but I'm like
The placenta, the people who put it in pill form, is that the reason because they're kind of putting it back into their bodies gradually? Does that really help with postpartum? Eating the placenta after?
I thought that's what you might be saying.
Yeah. I didn't want to...
You know, I'm not sure if the placenta is actually loaded with a viable form of progesterone at this point in time. So, not sure.
So, is that just a hoax?
In theory.
Well, we need to interview some of those women that have eaten the placenta and see how they feel.
Yeah, there we go. So, just to sum up before we move on to Ask the Lady Gang, you know, go get tested. Go to your site, get the kit so you can get a test.
So, Queen, we can get the kit from your site? Is that where to get it from?
We have a lovely little write-up here. You can go to my website at yourhormonebalance.com to find the different packages that I offer, including the most popular package. This hormone weight management kit is really, there's a lot of demand for that.
Okay.
And then there's a consult always, and I have different gradations of this. Some I have double, you know, follow-up consults, and with this package with the weight, we have a consult with the health coach as well.
Smart.
But people who go to my website can take the Holy Hormone Symptom Quiz. So that's the first step. Mm-hmm. Taking the symptom quiz, you want to identify if you've got the symptoms of a hidden hormonal imbalance.
Yeah.
And then when people do that, I'll send them a special offer to put towards the test kit.
Great.
Especially for your listeners.
Thank you.
Say Ladies Gang, and we'll do a
amazing.
Special thing.
Oh, we're going to have all of us are going to do it.
Guess what? You're going to be busy.
Because
we're crazy.
I know. Okay. I'm so excited. I want to do it right now.
It's so interesting. Please tell us the next time you're in California, you'll come back, because I think we have about, like, I have 5 million more questions. We just don't have time.
Yeah.
And thank you for being here and being so smart and educated, because I learned things and I've had a vagina for 35 years.
I'm like, I hope you continue to have
things about
it.
You. I learned things about you.
I know. I was about to get my IUD taken now, and I'm like, well, maybe I can kind of fix it.
Salvage your life.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Help me.
All right. When we come back, Ask the Lady Gang.
Hey, ladies!
Get funky. Ask the Lady Gang.
And
thanks
we're back.
For having me.
Okay. Oh, no, you're still here.
No, you're still here. Come back.
Oh, I'm still here.
Don't leave just yet.
You're staying. Okay. Before we start, Ask the Lady Gang, if you guys want 20% off jackvanek.com, use code LADYGANG. And actually, I made a new code. If you guys have already used Lady Gang, use code LADIESFIRST for 30% off.
Wow.
I know. You guys, I'm so good. Okay, so for Ask the Lady Gang, our listeners write in questions, and we try to give them somewhat decent, sort of good advice. But I think you're going to be really great with this first question, especially because it's what we've been talking about.
Yep.
So our first question comes from Faith, and Faith says, when I met my husband, I weighed 138 pounds and I looked good. I have curves. I always have, and I always will. But I gained way too much weight during my pregnancy, then went on a crazy diet before I got married and lost 27 pounds in 5 weeks. After I stopped this diet, I gained all this weight and then some back and got into a very bad funk with all this extreme up and down. Do you know of any good diets that are the real deal? I've tried meal replacement programs, shakes, and even Cool Sculpting. I need advice, help, or liposuction.
Okay. She said, or liposuction.
So at the risk of repeating myself, the key words in there were gained it all back.
Right.
So that's hallmark sign of a hidden hormonal imbalance, probably an imbalance of estrogen, progesterone. The other words to note there are diets, diets, diets. Mm-hmm. My daughter sitting over there, Jess, who's an IIN graduate, Institute of Integrative Nutrition, is it? Doesn't use the word diet. It's not about diets.
It's a bad word.
It's eating plan. It's eating properly. You know what it boils down to? Stabilizing blood sugars. Being sure. I have met so many people. I was just interviewed by a gal that writes for the Daily Telegraph, and she's wondering why she can't lose weight. And as we drilled down to her eating habits, she has coffee in the morning and then eats something at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Doesn't eat that whole time.
So I used to be.
So, and her deal was, I want to stay thin. I want to lose weight. So she doesn't eat. Mm-hmm. So these diets, whatever they are calorie restricting, and they send a signal to the body, stress, stress, survival mechanism, hold on to the very fat you are trying to lose.
Yep.
And, you know, post-pregnancy, you know, imbalances can take hold because now you've got a baby. I remember when I had my first child, it's like, when do I get to go to the bathroom here?
Right.
You know, it's just, there's no time. So you add stress on to that. So I think knowing the extent to which the hormones are out of whack and then taking proper steps to rebalance, and it's not just about hormones. It may be using a little hormone. It's about supplements, good whole vitamins and herbs and tinctures and eating properly, going green, eating grass-fed beef, going off hormones. hormones in your food, avoiding hormones in your shampoo, your shower curtain, and your plastic. You're never microwaving in plastic. I mean, it's a constellation. Right. When I send people an action plan, it's got all of that in there.
Boy. Oh my God, there's so much.
God, thank God. I don't have a shower curtain.
I do. I bet it has hormones in it.
That's why your vagina bleeds for 2 months straight.
It's a damn shower curtain.
So much estrogen in your shower curtain.
That shower curtain.
It's cute, too.
That's funny.
Oh, okay.
Damn it.
Our second question comes from Laura. Laura says, what's your advice on combining finances after marriage? Do you combine everything, just a little bit, or keep everything separate? Help an almost married lady out.
What'd you do, Becca?
What did we do?
Our newlywed.
We combined.
Okay, everything.
Yeah, I mean, well, like, in acting, you, like, I have a corporation, and so that's separate, because that's sort of, like, my business. But otherwise, everything else is
So, like, if
combined.
You buy him a Christmas present, he can see how much you spent.
Yeah, I mean, I have one credit card for those sorts of things, like, just my own personal. And I think that that's always a good idea, is, like, keeping
a Botox credit card.
My Botox credit card, or present
so
credit card.
Know how much money you're
so
spending on your face.
No idea. Yeah, like, I have that, but you know, I come from like a really old school, you know, and we both work. So it's like, you know, we're both working. Yeah, so there's no reason to put anybody on an allowance or like tit for tat keeping score. I think that sort of gets in like a little danger zone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think having your own, you know, part of this whole thing is taking, this is self-care. This is self-directed health and well-being and lifestyle, and having, you know, the ability to make your own decisions about spending, and what husband is going to understand why you have to buy progesterone or, you know,
a good one.
Yeah.
A good one.
One that wants you to be happy.
He's like, it's at Ralph's right here for $3.
Right. Or why you're ripping the no more shower curtain.
Right. I had to redo the bathroom with a glass shower. I'm
or why
sorry.
We are no longer, you are no longer. Interestingly, I remember I do consult with men too, and there was one guy who was doing so well on his hormones, but his estrogens kept being really high. Turns out he's a milk freak. He's drinking seven glasses of milk a day.
Milk freak is so gross.
So he doesn't get to be so what husband's going to understand that we don't get to buy that kind of milk anymore?
Right.
So because you're a milk freak. Jesus.
Wait, there are so many men that are just they're still drinking.
I feel like milk is so like
gross,
old fashioned. Yeah. Do people still drink milk?
Isn't that like smoking on an airplane drinking milk is like the same.
But if you're on a date and like someone's like at dinner, they're like, I'll have a glass of milk. I'm like, and goodbye.
Sounds like something that would happen to me.
Definitely.
I think that's your next podcast.
Yes. Milk freak.
Milkman.
Milk freaks.
The milkman.
What were you going to say?
Wait, I forgot to ask about if you're feeling like you have a low libido, what is that?
Oh, we didn't even. I skipped it. I'm so sorry.
You skipped it. It's very important.
Okay.
The sex drive.
We can talk about that instead of our last question.
What's usually the cause?
Okay, so this is very interesting. What I'm seeing in a lot of younger women is high stress hormones, high cortisol levels in the especially evening and bedtime. That's not good.
Mm-hmm. Does that does that make you gain weight too, or hard to lose weight?
That's when you go on Instagram and you realize you don't have any followers or likes, and you get sad and stressed right before you go to bed,
if you're Kelty.
So high cortisol hormones actually deplete testosterone. So you have to think of hormones as the seesaw effect with imbalances. You get one that's way out of whack, and the other one goes slamming down. You're slammed to the ground. So high stress hormones are going to deplete testosterone. Over-exercise.
Sorry, excuse me. Does testosterone is the thing that makes you horny?
Yeah.
Got it. Sorry. I just made
But
so stress takes away the sex. Stress takes away the sex.
Yeah, you could say that. And testosterone also is, it's not just about libido. It's also about stamina. So that's all about libido too. Actually, it is, isn't it? Because testosterone is drive. It's endurance, stamina, strength, because testosterone is all about the strength of your bones and muscles. Mm. It's about, you know, how your body wears fat, where your curves are, where, you know, so if you're feeling unattractive because you're gaining weight, weight and you're, instead of having lean muscle, you've got fat that has rushed in to replace it, that's a sign of low testosterone that may have been lowered by a high stress hormone. So now you got belly fat and you've got, you know, flying squirrels for arms and you don't feel very attractive. Mm-hmm. There's all the body image thing.
Right.
Besides the fact that, you know, you may not have enough testosterone to actually fuel the libido. So that's pretty serious. I'm seeing a lot of young women, who are saying, I'm crazy about my husband, but yeah. You know,
yeah, so do I just take testosterone? What do you take?
No.
You get tested, Kelty.
You do not. You know, if you had had a hysterectomy and you're never, that's one way you might consider. But for people to just go straight to the testosterone is a big mistake.
Yeah.
There are many different ways to raise testosterone levels. And one of the first and most important ways is to reduce stress hormones and to take up some strength training, but not at night before bed. Mm-hmm. There are so many of these gals I'm talking to that are spin cycling like crazy people two and three times a day and sometimes in the evenings.
Yeah.
That's going to raise your cortisol level way high and drop the testosterone. So there are a lot of things going on. Again, back to, you know, what are the imbalances and to what extent are they out of balance?
So basically, Elle Woods was right. Exercise gives you endorphins. Happy people don't kill their husbands, right?
Well, exercise gives you endorphins, but too much exercise actually gives you stress.
Or exercise
belly
at night.
Fat and a low libido. So that's why, you know, that's a bad bit. So I say
everything is hard.
I say to people, just do your spin cycling earlier in the day.
Spin cycling. It's
what
so
do you call
cute.
It?
What spinning. Spinning, but you're spinning. So cute.
I like spin cycling.
Spin cycling is so much
better. It's like the dryer, right?
Yeah.
The washing machine, the spin cycle.
Candace, we can't not thank you enough for being here. So everyone, please go on over to yourhormonebalance.com. All of her information is there, her packages, how to get a consultation, how to get a test. You can take the quiz, which if you're listening to Ligating, you're crazy, so you definitely have a hormonal
They're balance. Already taking the quiz right now.
Yeah, people are taking the quiz. You've already
jumped. Let us know how it goes.
Yeah, let us know how it goes. And thank you for being here. I learned a lot. I know my girls did too. And happy hormones, everyone.
Yay.
Thanks so much. Hope it made sense.
See you next Tuesday. Yay! Woo!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com. Thanks for listening.